The reason why cheese is also is because he used the rennet from an avela. That was the havamina. And then he answered back, no, you see, by korban oila, midiraisa, the rennet is muta. So he was chayza. So now Shmuel is being chayza. Oh, mishnah is ozim im koyim. They didn't take away his first learning. Precious kan koyim chazara. Oysa mishnah, the shchitas chulin, the kevas rebichovim nevela. That mishnah that Shmuel explained, that was learned before the chazara. Nishtas koyim shechosa barabishua midvar, before he retracted what he said. But here now, Shmuel's explaining the fiemis, after he retracted, Precious kan liacha chazara, hach the shoni Shmuel. Now the Shmuel answers. But they should meet the moisture of the ore. She wants to say, no, why cheese is also because they use the skin. Avokevatov, they only use the stomach, just the remnant of the stomach, shara bimuta. That's liyacha chazorah, shechozab or yishub of night, shuvas shara bishmo. That's after Yeshua retracted, and that's halacha. That the rennet from an avela alone would be muta. You have to come on here, they use the rennet, they use the skin of an avela. Right, Rav Malkiyo Mishmei, the Rav Adab Arav, another reason why cheese is also. That was the meaning of that time, that the goyim used to smear on top of it fat oil, the pig oil. So because of that, they made a gzeira not to use gvina. Rav Chizda Amam of Neshama Midinoisa B'chaimitz. They used to use chaimitz vinegar, which first was wine. So they have the use of yai nesach. That's the reason why they were born on asa cheese. But the goyim at that time used to make the cheese from vinegar, made from wine vinegar, which has the yisra yai nesach. Rav Nachman by Yitzchokom of Neshamidimoysam v'sraf orla. They used to use sraf, the sap that comes out of the tree of an orla, of the tree of the first 3 years, which is also by Noah. Says, so that's why cheese is also.
From a Gershon tree, it's also an orla?
Don't make, no, from a Jewish tree also. The goyim used to make any orla, any tree, any fruit tree, the first 3 years, is also to have enjoyment from the fruits or from the sap that comes out of the tree. So the goyim used to make their cheese from this sap that comes out of a tree from the first 3 years.
But he's asking,
sure it is. All doesn't make a difference. All is also by goyim too. Anything in the tree, not in the owner. No matter who owns this tree, the first 3 years of this tree you can't have enjoyment from, even if a goy owns it. There's no heta. If a goy owns the tree, there's no heta. Toy says here, we all know Toy speaks out. We all know Shloide Kechovim Asura. Icham, you're right. That's the right. Mir, that all of from a goy is also Wasa. Kimoshin Farsha Perakei. Hashem. You're right. Here's the proof, right, that oral is also even by goy also. So kids, so that's the gzeir over here that they use to make that cheese, the goyim, from the sraf orla, from the sap that comes out from the orla. The word says, it's so, come on, who does this go like? Who do we say that the sap is also? Ki hoit ki haita like this time, ki haitana. The time you learn, it's a big machlekes. We have Leslie Weimer. Hamai mid bisraf orla also. Mivnei shu pri. If you mind with the sap that comes out from orla, that's also considered like the pre itself. Just like the pre is also vano, the sap that comes out is also vasa. Right. Afilu Tzemur says, the vlozim of my misof orla, are also mivnei shu pri. The Tzemur says, no, afilu now, afilu Tzemur, even more saying, afilu Tzemur of Yeshua. Ab kan loy polo ge Yeshua led the Rebloza. When does Yeshua go in Rebloza? And he says that the sraf is muto, elo the kat for the gavza. There is only a machloikas, the sap that comes out from the tree itself. Rashi, the kat for the gavza, the sraf, ayotzim and eitz. Only the sap that you get out from the tree itself. There is some machloikas of the issa all apply to this sraf or not. Abo the kat, right. Abo the kat for the peri, but the sap that comes out from fruit. Rashi says, v'sraf ha-priyatzmoy, the sap that comes out from the fruit itself, here everybody agrees that it has an issa. Just like the pri itself is also banor, even the sraf that comes out from it is also banor. And that's pshat, the goyim istama used the sap that came out from the pri. So that's why the Rabbanim made gzeira, according to everybody, you cannot use the goyish cheese, because you have to be afraid there's some sraf for all of it. And behind this now, this is how we learned. Omer of Yeshua, Shemat, you heard over Beferish. Shehamayim et Besraf Olin, or Besraf Ikrin, Muta. If somebody uses the sap that comes out from the leaves, or from the roots, that's Muta. That's like from the tree itself. There he holds his own Issa Olam. But Besraf HaPagin also, the sap that comes out from the fruit itself, pagan is the unripe, or grapes from the fruit itself, then it's also. The vnei shupri, that's called the pri, and he holds the pri is also banor, and even the sap that comes out from it is also banor. Now the Gemara is, bein le Rav Chizda, bein le Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, it's historian banor. If you tell me the reason why cheese is also, is because they use either chaymetz, vinegar, which is yayin esach, or else they use the maimin, orlo, so orlo and yayin esach is also banor. If so, again, we have a kasha, why shouldn't the cheese be also banor? How come a Mishnah says cheese is only also bachilo? Why isn't it also banor? Kasha, if you use these last two reasons, that's a good question. So mashma, these two reasons would not be a good reason, that's not the reason why cheese is also.
It
should be also, is either because they use fats of a pig, or else they use the skin of an avela. These are the two reasons. So that's the reason why they used to make, then the Rabbanim made Gzera. So they say even though the time doesn't apply today, even though today, maybe they don't make gear, but even though that reason doesn't apply today, even though today you'll have goyim, they do not make the cheese that way anymore. Still, they only make the cheese from regular rennet, from chemicals today. But the Chur, the Xera still applies. Since the Rabbanim made the Xera, nobody says the Xera on cheese is mutter. The only Shalom, Moshe has a tshuva, but the Shalom is, what's called cheese? That's the question. What goes into cheese? We'll have the next Mishnah, we'll soon see. Milk is a new question about milk. Milk, some people get that term today. That milk, the Xera was because they used the milk mixed in, but there you see heterim, that if you have a mashkiach there, it's okay. So today the maker, Moshe has a heter today, that since you have inspectors, the government is there expecting the milk, that's considered enough mirthis as if to say you have a mashkiach there. So therefore, milk, maybe there's some people that make on milk today. But cheese, nobody gives a heter today. Cheese, the gzera was because of one of these reasons. So even though the reason changed today, but the gzera still applies. It's only a question, does sour cream go into this, or does cottage cheese go into this? That's a question. The Icarus on the Gemara's Mashma, hard cheese that has tzichtzuche, that has hollowness, and it has what you call holes inside the cheese. Good old Swiss cheese that has holes inside it, that's the main cheese at the Issa.
You're talking about pockets of
pockets,
meat.
Pockets, yeah.
Holes, no problem.
Okay, holes in the
there.
So that's the Icarus there. The Shalos, once they made the Issa cheese, what goes into cheese? Shermaisa one shuba Moshe is mesupik about cottage cheese. That's why there is an OU on cottage cheese, even though it's not Chol Yisrael. How could the assignment on this heter, the main cottage cheese, does not go into the gzera of cheese? So therefore, it's only the gzera of Cholav Akim, and that you have that term. So if you hold that, the government expects that they don't have any pig milk there, so therefore you'll have the heter on cottage cheese. So Moshe is mesupik about it. He doesn't say clearly it's mutter. There are people that are machmer on cottage cheese also. The cottage cheese also has the same cheese on it, and therefore is Yemak V'daf Ketav Kol Yisrael.
The difference between the large curtains.
All right, to turn over. It's a big problem. Migdal cheese has half of the head. Migdal cheese is like this. They have a Jew watching when they make the cheese itself, but they use Cholav Akum. Because the Seimech on a Svara, like we said before, one Svara is that Goyim would not mix any pig milk into milk when they plan to make cheese. Because they plan to make cheese, they're wasting the time. That milk does not come into cheese. So therefore, they hold that the milk that the goyim use for cheese is okay. You could use Cholav Akum. Just as a loch, you can't buy cheese of a goy, so it's enough to have a mashkiach there, the shas, for making the cheese, that's enough. So that's a heter of migdol. That's a half heter like. Hoylam makes already Cholav Yisrael. They only make sure the milk that they use to make the cheese is also Cholav Yisrael. But there is a mixas heter that the milk they'll use to make the cheese, that's okay, that doesn't need a hechsher. Because for sure, they would not mix pig milk into that milk to make the cheese, they're wasting the time. Either the gzera not to use goyish cheese, so for that there's a mashkiach for shas to make the cheese. Just when they put the milk can be regular milk. Just the shas to make the cheese, then they have a mashkiach there. That's how you get a hit, that's how you get migdal. Alright, we'll see about it, we'll see it. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. He went off the tangent to the side question about the Pasuk. So, Dorish Rav Nachman Breid Rav Chizda. My decision was the Pasuk say, L'reach Shemanecha Toivim, that your fragrance is sweet. Yeah. Is Lama Tamachachim Vem Lutzupish Applaitim, like of course going on a Tamachachim here, that he's doing it to a bottle full of perfume. So it's like this, Megula Reicha Noidif. When it's uncovered the bottle, then everybody smells it. If it was covered up, nobody smells him. So Rashi says the same thing. Megula Rashi says, "Vayon dechsev shemen turach shemecha ke shemegal noiso marikin mishmona klima ke shatam malam eterul tamidim." When a person becomes a rebbe and teaches Torah to other people, oz yotz l'chashem, then he becomes famous. Everybody knows about him. But because man is learning in yeshiva, nobody knows about him yet. He's called covered up. So mizgal ye. Things that he does not know himself, they'll teach it to him, they'll learn it to him. When you become a Rebbe, you have special siyata d'shmaya, they help you, the things you wouldn't get by yourself, they'll tell it to you now. Shneimer says, Aloma sayhucha, korbe alumas, things that were hidden. The Maimari Yeshiva of Chayesh Levitazal, in the Mir Yeshiva, at the end of his month, he used to thank us to come into a shir. He used to say, because we're there listening to him, he was able to mechadish his Torah. Because of us, he was able to learn better. For lo yoy, not only this, el shemalach ha-movis oyevoy. The malach ha-movis loves this Talmud Chacham. Shneimer says, alomos ayrucha, koribay al-al-mus. Alomos means al-mus, the malach ha-movis himself. Notice he's not a bad guy, the malach ha-movis. He likes the Talmud Chacham. Just he has a job to do. His job to do is to kill the Rishoyim, to take care of people. For lo yoy, neither in this, elo shenoichu shnei olamas, tam chokum ul noichol, inherit two worlds. Echo elo mazev, echo elo mabosh. Nemar, a lomois, koribay, oy lomois. Means to say, a lomois will be zeichu with two worlds. A good life and a good elo mabo. Now the Mishnah says, v'yelo dvorim, these are the things, shaloiv de kechovim, asurum darosa, but v'yeni surum isuri hano. The Mishnah before said the Reuven also, but no, you can't sell them. Now these things are mutav hano, it's only us that eat them. Or to drink them. Number one is cholov. Cholov akum is osin. Now let us drink milk, and we'll see in the Gemara why not. Cholov, when? Shochob whoever kechovim, v'yein yisroi yeyu. If a Jew was not there watching. Here it says clearly, you do not need a Jew to milk the cow. It's enough only if you have a mashkiach. If a Jew is watching the goyim there, that's enough. Then the goyim are afraid, or at least the Jew might make sure they do not mix any treif of milk in there. You can't eat bread baked by a goy. That's what I'm saying. Tanakam old even oil. Goyish oil, even though it's kosher, it's also to use. However, Rebbe, Obezdina Rebbe with his Obezdin, Hetiru Hashem, he was Mata Shemin. It was Xerish Yeshul Yochel Amad boy, it was hard to live without it. So he was Mata Shemin. Shemin, we're allowed to use Goyish Shemin as long as it's kosher. So his Rashi says, look, we're not verse this here. So Lav Yehu wasn't him that was matzah, the Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, Ba'ab Rei Shari, Kedema B'Gemara. He was Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya here. So Rashi didn't say, take those gears down. It's not Rabbi. It says, the Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Ba'ab Rei Shari. It was his grandson of Rabbi that was matzah. It wasn't Rabbi himself. But I said, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, the Gemara, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda Anasi B'noi Shom Gamliel, yeah, Barabi. Shaybi Meya Maroyan.
That's a very long time.
Right of Yah Shlokois. Another thing that's also is Shlokois, anything that's Bishalakim. Rashi says, call anything that's cooked by a goy. Rashi says, call Dovish Bishlakovin. Anything that a goy cooks is also for Jew to eat. Viafilu Bakli Torah, even though he's in the Kli, that's a kosher Kli. The Kulu Mishum Chasnas, all these reasons are, the Rabbanim now want us to be too hamish, too happy, friendly with the Goyim, we should not come to intermarriage with them. So therefore, it's a Bishul Akim, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what goes into Bishul Akim. Ukfoshim, who are then things that they soak, that they pickle, precious as Lichvosh Dogim V'Yerik, Rosh V'Glayim Shodayim V'Chaymis. They used to pickle their things, Ukfoshim, Shedarkin Losatochin Yain. Oh, here the reason why Sosa pickles, because they used to put wine or chaymis vinegar, yain v'chaymis. They used to put wine and chaymis inside it. Right. Good. Yeah. Therefore, it has an issa yain nesek on it. Therefore, it's also bachila. Why is it muta b'hano? The Torah says it's not then. It's only also b'hano, the yain by itself. But here that the yain is mixed up into something else, it's not called then, it's not also b'hano, it's only also bachila. Utris trufa, that's mixed up, chopped up fish. Chopped up fish, you have to be afraid, maybe they mixed up some dogim tameim there. Rashi says, min dogim katana maluchim, it's small salted fish, trufa. Shenifra fo v'nishtavra dogim, the fish was chopped up. V'yei nikorim, you don't see it like filleted fish. Hilka chashka tameim. But the problem, if you buy it fillet fish, you have to make sure it has an extra on it, and if you can't buy fillet fish from Stamagoy, because Stamagoy, you have to be afraid, he mixed up other fish there also. That's called tris trufa. That's mixed up fillet fish. If you do not see it's not nikku, you do not see where it comes from. But seer, if you have this brine, the brine of fish, shein bo doga kilbis shatetis boy. If you don't have this small fish swimming in it, then you have to be afraid maybe mix some yainesik inside it. Rashi says, Jaderach kilbis legadi maler, this small creature created by itself, but seer shall dogim turim, if it's Torah. But if this brine comes from trefa fish, then this kalbus will not swim there. So this is a proof. To hear the question, not yainess. The problem is, this fish brine, does it come from kosher fish or from dagim temeim? So the proof is, if there's a kalbus, this type of a thing swimming there, that only grows in kosher fish, not by trefa brine. So if you have brine that doesn't have this kalbus there, it's awesome. The hachilok, that's also what Rashi said, we learned before, that there's min dogging time of a small fish, that by when it's small, it doesn't have the simonim of the snapik hakeshes, it grows later. But right now we have to be afraid, you can't buy from a guy, because maybe it's mixed up with the dogging temeim. And unless he's an umen like we had before, we have to be afraid, maybe they'll mix up this fish with other fish. That's the hachilok. Screw, you have to have a hechsher on the fish. The koirich shochiltis, that's this leaf. Koirich shochiltis, Rashi says, min pri, a type of a fruit, shekaron zebalaz, o mechat chenoisei korta, they cut it up, the sakin, v'yosim yishum shamnunis nesakino. You have to be afraid they cut it up with their treifa knives. So it's a cut up fruit that you have to be afraid their knives, they cut the meat with it, so it has the fat of the meat on the knife, therefore this fruit is awesome. O melech shal kundis. This type of salt is asa. Gemara will explain why. Harielu, all these things are surin, but v'eni surin is surin. These things are not asa bano. It's mainly Rashi says mishum chasnus. The only asa not heat it, but you're allowed to sell these things. But achil it's asa. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. I think you want to stop. Here. We finished the Mishnah yesterday. We're up to the Gemara. The Alam Heim are based by the Gemara. So these are the things that are also b'achila, but they're musa b'hano. The Mishnah before said things that are also even b'hano. Now the Mishnah says things that are also b'achila. The first one was cholov. We can't drink cholov akum, milk, that a guy milked, and a Jew was not there. The Mishnah says clearly, again, the Mishnah's first one was cholov, shecholvu avitichovim,
clearly the Mishnah says, and that a Jew was not there, did not see the way the guy milked the cow. In other words, if a Jew was there to watch the way the guy milked the cow, that's okay. That's what the Mishnah says here by Cholov. However, in the Mishnah before about cheese, when it says that Gvinas Akum, cheese is also, there the Mishnah does not say that it's enough that if a Jew watches the guy makes the cheese. There it just says Gvinas Akum. So from here the Shach is medayik. The Shach holds that by cheese, goyish cheese, it's not enough for just a Jew or mashgiach to be there, so to watch them the way they make it, but he actually has to make the cheese. In other words, like the mashgiach has to throw the rennet into the milk to make the cheese. That's called Gvinas Yisrael. It's not enough that a Jew just watches, but a Jew has to actually make the cheese. Otherwise it's called goyish cheese. And on goyish cheese, that was the gzera that we cannot eat. And we came out before, even the reason is, the Mechaba Paskins, because they used to use the skin of an novella to be maimed to make the cheese in, used to put the milk in the skin of the novella. And therefore, the Chacham saw fit to asa to say a Jew cannot eat goyish cheese. So they say even though Bismanazer, that time doesn't apply, even though today they make the cheese from chemicals, not from the skin, still the gzera is still here. Nobody was mavatal that gzera of cheese. There's no heter to eat cheese that's made by a goy. There's only a question, what exactly is cold cheese? Does cottage cheese go into the gzera of cheese? That's a shiloh. Some say yes, some say no. But hard cheese, for sure, there's no issa. There's no heter. You have to have a case that's made gvinas Yisrael. However, cholov, as long as a Jew watches it, that's okay. All right, now we'll see. Now the Gemara starts off and says, cholov l'may nechesh.
Let's says, Cholov l'may nechesh, what should we be afraid, what's wrong with milk? If because we're afraid they'll exchange, they'll give us pig milk, and we'll think it's cow milk. So Mara says, no, tohachir, regular kosher milk is white, tomei yorek, pig milk is green. So just looking at the milk itself, you can tell the difference. So that can't be the problem. Let's be afraid, maybe the goyim are smart, they'll just mix a little bit pig milk into the regular milk. That's why it's also to drink gvinas cholav akum. So once it is so, we'll have a solution. Nekum, let's let the milk become cheese. The Yamamah we learned that cholav toroime, kosher milk, cow milk, could become curdled, could come into cheese. But cholav tamei, pig milk, ainoi oime, does not become hard, cannot become into cheese. So why do they make gzeira on milk? Anytime you buy milk from a guy, make it into cheese. Samar says true, the half of me at least. If you want to use this milk to make cheese, it's true what you're saying. We could always test it. In other words, take the milk and make it into cheese. If it becomes cheese, that's the proof it's really cow milk. We're talking about over here, now the person wants the milk to drink the milk. We want to use the milk as milk. We don't want to make cheese. So that's what a bottom line zero, to not buy milk from a guy. Zvara still says, why? Venishka minei koli. Let's buy a whole gallon of milk from the guy. And now the Jew will take 1 ounce of milk. He'll take out a small amount of milk. Venekum. And let's see if this small amount of milk becomes into cheese. And if it does, so that's the proof the whole milk is cow milk. Zvara says, no. Kivan de bitoranami, ikinis yuba de loikaimo, even by cow milk, good milk. Not every part of the milk becomes cheese. There is some part of the whey that just stays there as whey. Some part is yuba, that means the water of the milk, the whey of the milk, just stays. The loikaimo does not become cheese. So therefore, lekala makeum lo de milsa. You cannot really tell. In other words, you take out a little bit milk, you have to be afraid, true, there is some pig milk inside it. Now, it's true, he mixed it up. So there's some cow milk and some pig milk. So you're going to take out this ounce of milk. You're going to try and make it into cheese. So true, part of it will become cheese and part will not. But you cannot tell what's left over that it's pig milk. It could be even from the cow milk, you think. Because even cow milk, there's also some whey that gets left over. So therefore, we cannot tell exactly if there was some pig milk here or not. But so far the Avamina is, so far, that if you would make the whole thing into cheese, then it would be okay. Nothing more says no. The boy said, another teretz is, afilu tame the kiboilo lagvina. Even if you want to buy the milk off the goyim for the purpose of making cheese, there is still you have to be afraid, maybe he mixed some pig milk in the milk. And the question is, why? We see now that the whole milk became cheese. The answer is, there is, so I have to be afraid that there's some milk, some wetness that got stuck in the middle of the cheese. In the pockets, in the holes of the cheese, there's some wetness there. So you have to be afraid that wetness inside it is from the pig milk. In other words, that even from cow milk, also there's some whey left over. And we cannot tell the difference. So in every cheese, this is really the Rashi learned before. Because everybody cheese Rashi said was, that you can't buy gvinas akum because you have to be afraid in the middle of the pockets of the cheese there's still some liquid of the cholof tamei there. That's this Gemara Teretz also. That even if you have the milk and you want to now test it out and make it into cheese, it's not sufficient because you have to be afraid maybe there is some pig milk there and the pig milk will get stuck in between the cheese and the holes of the cheese. Therefore, there's a stam gzera not to use cholof akum. However, the Mishnah says clear ahead that if a Jew is just standing there and watching, that's enough. And that's why the Shalom, some people hold the Mishnah the Heta, that today that you have the government coming down and the milk companies have mercies, they're afraid of the government, that they know they'll get caught if they put any other type of milk inside there, that has the same malacha like a Yisrael Isayman Agabo. But this Heta, the Mishnah says, that if a Jew is just watching, it's enough. The Jew does not have to make the milk. It's enough just to watch. So today the government is called watching. However, by cheese, it does not say in the Mishnah before, like I said before, it's enough for a Jew to watch the process. By cheese it's called, a Jew has to make the cheese. Gvina Sakim, that's a Xero. And even though the reason doesn't apply today, they don't use anymore the or of Nevela, but still the Xero is still here. We have to buy Gvinas Yisrael.
Originally.
That's only, so there's another question also. Some people are Mako, we said Migdal, is that if the Goyim, like Tzvila, that's Tesis for before. See, Rashi learns that the reason why Gvina is also, but when Goyish Gvina, because you have to be afraid maybe they mixed some pig milk there, and the pig milk got stuck in between the cheese, in the holes of the cheese. Now, Tzvila asked the question, that's not Shash. Because when Goyim go to make cheese, there's no reason they'll mix the pig milk into the regular milk. Because they themselves know pig milk doesn't become cheese. So the only gzera here is, if you want to buy regular milk, so regular milk, the Goyim will mix some pig milk into the regular milk. But when the Goyim themselves use the milk to make cheese, the Chur, there's no gzera they'll mix up the pig milk into the regular milk. That's Tosfos's question on Rashi. However, the Rishonim answer Rashi is that by cheese you have to be afraid. Maybe the Goyim first milked their cows and they had das to sell it for Teres milk. And therefore they did mix some pig milk in it. And then later they changed their mind when it came to make the cheese to have no more milk left. So they took that milk that they already mixed the pig milk in and used it now for cheese. That's what there's a Xera upon cheese.
I mean, on the soft cheese, is that cottage
cheese? He said, yes, that's a machlekes. That the Moshe is masupik about that. If cottage cheese goes into the Xera of cheese. In other words, milk and butter is okay. The question is, cheese is also. The question is, what goes into cheese? Right, cottage cheese or Moshe is masupik. That's why you do have OUs on cottage cheese, even though they're not chol of Yisrael. But as long as you know it's kosher ingredients, it's a start to be making on cottage cheese, because maybe it's not called cheese. Not Nichlan Gvina. It's a suffix. Yogurt. It's better to be if you're good.
Yogurt.
The same reasoning. I mean, butter, the reason why we're making on butter, a lot of people are making on butter, is because butter doesn't have any holes inside it. There's butter, pig milk doesn't become butter. So what's the cheese also? But by cheese, there are holes inside the cheese. You have to be afraid there's some wetness of the pig milk left inside the holes of the cheese. But by butter that's smooth, has no holes there, they don't have to be afraid there's any pig milk there.
The American cheese on the
next one is via pas, bread. Omer Rav Kana, Omer Rav Yechanan. Pas loy hutsu bebezdin. Rav Kana said, in the name of Rav Yechanan, pas bezdin did not matter pas, did not give us a right to use pas akum. Samor says, mechlal is the proof. The ikaman the shorah, since he has to say this, mashman, there is somebody that says it's okay. Samor says, in yes. The chiyosi Rav Dimi Omer, he said, the Madivi came and said like this. Pamachas, it once happened that Yosef Rebbe the son, Rebbe went out to the fields. The idea of one guy brought in front of him, pas purni, of bread that was baked in a big oven, Rashi says, mafaso, a very large bread, a bread made from a saw of flour. So Omer Rebbe said, listen, kama noa pasu, how beautiful this bread is. Maro chacham liyosra. How come the chum went to us to say we can't eat bread made baked by goy? So Morris says, what kind of question is that? Maro chachomim mishum chasnus. We know the Mishnah says, Rashi said, the Morris said, mishum chasnus. The chum did not want us to mingle with the goyim to come to know them too well to intermarriage with them. So Morris says, El around the Rebbe meant to say like this. Maro chachomim liyosra basoda. How come the Chachamim asked that we can't even eat the bread out in the fields? There was this claim, if I go to the house, I'll meet their daughters, I'll maybe marry them. Yeah. But in the field, they don't get to know them. So, Ksuram, the people thought that hit the Rebbe a path, that Rebbe meant to say, if you're allowed to eat pas, at least pasada. The Mor says, V'loi, it's not true. Rebbe lo hit a pas. Rebbe did not say it smoothly. He only wondered, like, why? But he did not change the law. Another pshat is Rab Yosef Itaymer, Rab Shmuel Bar Yudu Amar Loikach Loyemais. That was not the case. And rather, Amr was said like this: that Pamach as it once happened, Holach Rebbe Lemokem Echad. Rebbe went to a city, Vero Pas Dafel Tamidim. He saw the way the Tamidim, the Jews, were having a hard time making bread. They couldn't find bread there. So Amr Rebbe said, Ain Kan Talter? Isn't there a baker here? What's the problem? You can't make your own bread. Go to the baker and buy some bread. That's what Rebbe said. So, Ksurim Amloim, the people thought to say, what did Rebbe mean to say? Talt Rebbe Chazim. He meant to say, go to Joe, the baker. He meant to say, go to a Goyisha baker if you want. But the Mer says, Beloi, Lamanya Talt. And Mar says, no, he didn't say, Elapalti Yisrael, he meant to say, go to Chaim the baker. So again, you have no proof what Rebbe meant to say. Rebbe just told him, you don't have bread house, go to the baker. So they thought this thing meant to say, even go to a Goyish baker. Must could be no. Maybe Rebbe only meant to say, go to a Jewish baker. Now, Amar Rav Chelboy, Afilu Laman Diyam Apalt Rebbe Chavim. Even if you want to say bread from a Goyish baker is okay, because the baker is a Maila, Palter means a baker, he's better than a private guy. A lot of Shita sold that there's no heter to buy bread off a private guy. But that's real chasness. You come to know him well, we don't want you to know him too well. But to buy from a baker, there is a heter, because you don't get to know the person anyway. It's like the store you're buying from him, there it's okay. So Afilu Man, the verse like this. He says that Afilu Man Diyama Palter Vichovim Lermonel the Leka Palter Yisrael. It's only mutter if there's no Jewish baker in town. But in a place where there's a Jewish baker there, then you should not go to a Goyish baker. And this is the way the Shach says, but whoever is brought down, that's only if they have the same quality of bread. Let's say the Goyish baker has better bread than the Jewish baker. Then they'll be hesitant to go to the Goyish baker, providing that the bread is kosher. Or who are let's say it's cheaper. Let's say the Goyish bread is cheaper than the Jewish bread. That would also be a ksas heter. It's still like you do not have for this price Jewish bread. So it will also be heter to go to pas palter if you know it's kosher. That's the heter. A lot of times the OU cookies. That a lot of OU cookies, they're not pas Yisrael. It's pas akum.
Yeah.
So the question is, nowadays when you have so many pas Yisrael cookies, what's the heter to buy the OU pas palter cookies? You have to come on to either taste better or it's cheaper.
Why shouldn't be the same?
See? Rabbi Yechon, even if you say you're allowed to buy bread from a Goyish baker, you can only eat it out in the fields. I will be your life, but not inside the city. Again, not to become mingled, not to become close with them, maybe we'll intermarriage. Avoy have a manchis v'yoso pas. Ava used to bite and eat bread Ave Mitzrah by the boundaries of his Sada. He held in the Sada it's Mutatit Pas Alkum, Pas Akum. So Amalu Rav, Rav said, Vitei Masansir of Nakum by Yitzchok, Letishtoyu Vada the Avoy. Nobody should speak to Avoy. The Ko'oko Lach Vadi Amoy, because he's eating Goyish bread. The first to speak out, that most probably what he ate was Pas Akum means private bread. Because on private bread, that is no heter. But if he would have eaten past palter, that's a heter. So Mustama of the case here was Abel was eating private bread that a guy baked in his own house, therefore Rava was angry at him. Now Tais brings down the Tais Mechlau, the fourth Taisus, Mechlau Dikalaman Nishari. Me become a past loy hutri bebezdin, Mer says it's a shiloh, did Bezdin matter it or not, Mechlau di boy heavy sharulay. If Bezdin wanted to, they could have taken away the Yisra. Alma, what do we see? Leiposhet Yisurai. That this Yisra of Pas Alkim was not accepted. The Jews did not accept it. Well, Mikan, therefore, son chuata lecha pashto de govim. That's why some people are making today ti goyisha bread. And mashma tresa shiter is, even private bread would be mutter. Kibun de leiposhet Yisurai b'chol Yisrael. V'yeshtis madira shumin aliyah v'r blazer v'tzadik v'yomein goyzung zeyr v'lativ v'lankem v'reyot tivu chol namavad. We'll soon see. V'yayid raya Tais brings a later from Yishalmi Yosef Yeregami Yishalmi the Pirkei and the Perakam of the Shabbos pass omdu all of it tiru. Yishalmi says yes pass the chomim wamata the zayr of pass. Therefore Tais says even if you nizer on pass and you eat next to somebody that's not nizer on pass, you don't have to be afraid maybe some of his bread will mix into your bread, but since it's only Yosef and the Rabbonim, it's not so bad with tarubis if it gets mixed up. However, the Maitre, the Shach brings down that Avada we are, you could be makel on pas palter, but usually not on private bread. If it's a bakery bread that the Joe the baker made the bread, then it's okay. But on a private bread, then usually we're more machmer. And again, the Shach says his chumrah that by pas palter, if you have a Jewish baker in town, then you should buy from the Jewish baker. But we spoke out again, it's only if it's the same quality and the same price. Otherwise, it's considered like you do not have a pas palter Yisrael. Right, then next thing the Mishnah says is via Hashem Mishalhem, oil. So Tanakhama says oyder chomim asim oil, and then the Mishnah says that Rebbe or Bezina was not there, said shemen is okay. So Mishnah says shemen, oil. Rav Amar Dinio Gozrolov. Rav says Dinio made the gzeirin. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. The Chachamim later on made the gzeirin. The svar is Zilfasan.